Salutations, everybody. I'm Sife.
I'm Gina.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We appreciate every last one of you guys who check in with us every week. Hopefully you're walking around with positive vibes and...
being high and right.
Being high and right. Damn, ain't no staying, it's being. What the fuck you doing with your life? You waiting on the unemployment? You still ain't getting it? That stimulus check got sent to a dead person? You might as well be high, motherfucker.
Right.
Hopefully everybody's doing okay. Hopefully everybody, I know, here locally, there's been some more news of more job cuts and stuff like that. So hold your heads high. Hold your heads high, everybody. It's not the end of the world. It may feel like that because 2020 has been such a fucking roller coaster ride.
It has been nuts.
Like a roller coaster of termites holding hands, man. It's been I'm serious. It's just been a roller coaster ride of emotions and people, you know, getting more and more desperate and wondering what's going to happen through the rest of this year. So continue to hold your head high. Mm-hmm. Do what you can. Reach out to people. Don't be, you know, egos don't matter anymore right now. There's no egos. There's no nothing. If you need help, ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for that help. Definitely. And don't be mad at the person that you reach out to if they're not able to provide the help, because you may not know what they're going through, too. I mean, there's a lot of different scenarios going on out here in 2020.
Ooh, gee whiz.
Man.
Mm-mm. Terrible, terrible.
So just make sure you do the best you can. That's all we can encourage you to do. Just do the best you can. Anything you want to send positive out there to people besides stay high? I mean, being high. Hi.
Hi. No, just try to maintain composure.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness.
I know that you've noticed.
Everybody's having a fight about something. It's just like nobody can just.
A lot of people are fucking stressed. A lot of people breathe. Are depressed. A lot of people didn't have even an opportunity to breathe. Just the quarantines and the lockdowns that's going on systematically around the country and around the world, you know, is giving people hopefully, if you went into it with the right perspective, a fresh perspective on things. Mm-hmm. But that's easier said than done, depending on what you have on your plate every day and what you're responsible for every day and your role in your family or whatever, you know. That's tough.
Everything is about patience. Just be kind and patient.
Yeah. And patiently waiting for what? None of us know. None of us know what the solutions are right now.
Just being patient with yourself. Being patient with
your loved one.
Just be patient.
Yeah. All about yourself. You got to start with yourself. We say that on our podcast quite a bit. And it's not selfish, because it always starts with you. Just like when we talk about our children, it always starts at home. Mm-hmm. Just like when we talk about our relationship on our podcast, mm-hmm. It starts with you guys at home. Speaking of which, last week's episode, on episode 23, we did a whole lot of speculating, which normally we wouldn't talk about this type of shit.
No.
But we only did, and the only reason why I was brought up is because we do have a relationship podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty prevalent, and it was trending. It was definitely trending with Will and Jada Smith.
Well, I mean, it's also hard to, you know, everybody says, you know, at one point they, you know, had an open marriage. At one point they were swingers, you know, all this stuff, or they came out and saying they were.
No, we were just separated.
Or, you know.
That's what they said. We were separated for a while.
Now they were separated. So they were physically together. So I don't see why people are saying that they have an open marriage either.
Well, my views on open
marriage still stand.
It's too much. I can't afford another chick, another dude.
Right. But just having that business out there and then somebody
having to
else
address it. Yeah.
Putting that business out there. Forced my partake on the whole thing.
What's that?
Even watching that video.
Talk your shit, baby. What's up?
Is, you know.
Yeah, we watched it together. We didn't watch the whole thing, but we watched the 13-minute clip of it, or the Red Table Talk.
To me, Will seems very devastated.
Yes, he does.
I mean, by the whole fact. Not the fact that she cheated. But the fact that she was saying, you know, things as, you know, I need to, you know, find happiness, or I need to do this. And that person in front of you is supposed to be your happiness as well. I mean, and you're totally just jabbing him. But he's fighting for you. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it just seemed strange.
One thing that you have said, too, and we've talked about this in season 3 of our podcast, and I don't even know if we actually kept that in the podcast episode or not, but one thing that you said is, you know what, in a scenario of you're in a relationship and your spouse or significant other cheats on you, mm-hmm. and you decide to stay with them, one thing that you said is, you know what, if your man is out there cheating and you decide to stay with him, you need to stick by your man then,
mm-hmm.
if you decide to stay.
Yep, because it's your choice that you're staying. Mm-hmm. So you can't jab him all the time. You did this, you did that. That's not sticking by him.
Mm-hmm.
That's tearing you apart. I mean, you have to...
And one aspect...
You chose it, so you have to forget it.
Yeah, that's true. And one aspect of it that I thought about too, just because you just made that statement that, you know, that person in front of you is supposed to be, is not your complete source of happiness. I don't want people to confuse that.
Mm-hmm.
That thinking that your significant other is supposed to be your complete source of happiness. No. I've never subscribed to that, never believed in that. That is not true. Because everybody's individuals. Everybody's got to figure out their own shit in their own head, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
I've already called 2020, this is like 2020 is trash, but 2020 vision. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Hindsight is 2020, all those stupid puns and shit that people use.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. Will looked devastated. Mm-hmm. And I could tell they did a lot of editing, and I could tell he was ready to tear that set up. Like, I don't even want to be here to even talk about this. That part, I feel like I was right about it. There had to be some long days and nights. Because he said it. We fought through it. A whole bunch of... But, can I be honest?
Hmm.
Just the language she was using, it's just all deflective. And it was just, to me, it was all deflective. To me, it was still not really taking accountability, because obviously, if you guys were separated, you didn't agree on having relationships outside of each other while separated. That's what I picked up from it. That's why he's so devastated by it. Because she turned around and said, the only one who can give me permission. Okay, so you didn't include him in any of this decision.
Mm-mm.
When obviously you see how he is ready to bat 1,000 for you. When you could have just came, you could have approached him and told him. And I can, and really what I feel like, why it hurt him so much, even more so, is not even so much of the infidelity or whatever you want to flavor it. I don't know, because they're only telling us what they want us to know about mm-hmm. the situation.
Right.
The one thing that I feel like is paramount about that particular situation is you brought this young man in as a family, seeing he needed help, seeing he needed encouragement. He may have came from, you know, some tough situations and humble beginnings and things of that nature. That's where his head was at about the whole situation. And then it still turned around and morphed into something else that I bet just cleaves even more than the fact that you were in a relationship with not only somebody, but somebody you brought in as a family. And that was the understanding, because he said that. That was the understanding, that we brought him in as part of the family to help
him. Mm-hmm.
And these words of entanglement and healing and I needed to feel good, like all those things to me from where I come from sound like, it sounds selfish to
Very
me.
Very selfish.
It sounds selfish to
Very
me.
Very selfish.
And maybe I'm wrong. I'm not, I mean, I appreciate the people that do listen to our podcast, because one thing that I can say for certain is we're going to keep it funky and 100 on our platform. Because no couple is perfect. Let's mm-hmm. not get it confused. We haven't been perfect either.
Nope.
Not at all. But I feel like that discussion wasn't had about, okay, while we're separated, if there's a chance of us getting back together, I feel like that conversation wasn't had. And maybe things have transpired in between that and things were rocky and stuff. I don't know. You don't know. People don't know, because that's still their business.
Yeah.
That's still their business. But that has to be discussed even before you get inserted into, or before you insert yourself into someone, especially if you have a life invested with that person. I feel like that's important, because one thing I've always told you, if I really felt like I had to step out on you or cheat on you and thinking that HPV came from me and all this other bullshit. Okay. One thing that I've always told you is, if I felt like I needed to step out on you as a man, I'm going to come to you and tell you straight up, you know what, babe? I think it's over.
That's right.
And we need to have that conversation. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be anger-filled. It's going to be all those things that people try to avoid.
No.
That people try to know. It's like, okay, then shit. And we need to figure it out, you know, and then move on. There ain't no figuring it out from there. Because obviously one person has made the decision. But to me, I feel like that's the respect you should give that person that you are building a life with or living with or whatever. That's important. You give them that respect. Don't do it and they find out after the fact. That's what kids are supposed to do. And that's why so many people are so emotionally immature and mentally immature. That's why I said, me as a man, if I feel like I got to go fuck another bitch, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go fuck another bitch. It sounds foul. It sounds fucked up. But in hindsight, later on down the road, or if you come to me and say, I feel like I need to be with another man, there's this person that blah 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 blah, well, how did you meet, all those uncomfortable fucking conversations are going to be had. they're going to be had But they should be, because nobody's fucking perfect. And sometimes you find your love, even though you may think you're in love in a particular situation, and sometimes you may find it down the road, or the older you get, especially as young people jumping into relationships too soon, if they themselves are not mentally, physically, emotionally prepared. And then once they actually grow up to a certain point, yeah, your interests are going to change. Of course they are. That's why we encourage our kids all the time. Quit jumping into relationships. Quit being so fatal. Quit doing all this, because you still don't even know yourself yet.
Nope.
That was one of my biggest mistakes in my first marriage. I still didn't know myself. I came out of a cult upbringing. My mind was still brainwashed behind a lot of stuff. I still went out here into this world, out of that cult environment, thinking that, oh, well, the tools that they taught me was going to help me operate in life. Nope. And I still live with the residuals of that, and I will for the rest of my life. So, it's, man, a lot of people are going through a lot of relationship changes during 2022, because a lot of people haven't been in a situation where they're at home together. Both of you may be unemployed right now.
I'm struggling.
Both of you may be laid off, may be fired, maybe any of those things. One of you may be sick. One of you may be not. You know, there's so much going on that stresses out any relationship. Because individually, we all live separate worlds. Now, under your roof, you come together. And sometimes, you know, and they're like puzzle pieces. It takes a while to get just even the end, just get the day, get a clear picture of the day. Now think about doing one puzzle a day. Think about all the different pieces of a puzzle. That's your day every day individually. And then you coming home and both of you, you have your pieces of the day. I have my pieces of the day. And we trying to fit all the pieces together. Yeah, that shit is a pain in the ass and it's hard. Some days are easier than others.
That is true.
Some days are easier than others. And sometimes, you know, somebody's not really as dedicated to the life that you guys are building and struggling through, whether it's through the peaks and valleys of a relationship. It's not always the easiest thing in the world to deal with. Of course it's not. People always think there's you're just going to meet the perfect person, especially young people. You're going to meet the perfect person. There's going to be this fairy tale life, and we're going to live happily ever after. Yep. Newsflash.
Said that twice.
Welcome to planet Earth. You said that twice, really. I said it once.
Yeah, I love you forever. Yeah. Do I? Nope. I liked you for a little while.
Yeah. But relationships are hard, man. It takes work. Mm-hmm. It takes dedication. It takes complete openness and honesty on both sides.
Yep.
It takes sacrifices on both sides. We don't have the perfect answers. We don't have the best answers. We don't have any answers. We're just talking our shit because this is our podcast and you guys decide to listen to us and we appreciate it. We really do because we've done a lot of defying the odds. And when people ask how did you guys get through this? And I don't know, fam. Real shit. I don't know, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did. And we continue to. We continue to.
Yep.
Just like when I met Gina, and I can edit this out if you don't want this in here. When I met Gina, she was still married but separated. And you brought it up on the podcast before.
Yeah, I brought it up before. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I felt a type of way early on. Mm-hmm. I was like, and what did I tell you? I remember distinctly telling you, I'm not that dude to...
Yeah.
What'd I say?
Be a homebreaker.
A homewrecker and all that. I'm not that guy.
I said, it's already wrecked.
Yep. See, welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast, everybody.
Didn't wreck welcome. Shit.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. But I did feel a type of way about that.
Yeah.
But I have respect. Just like you gave me shit for the first 2-3 months of us being together because we didn't even fuck.
Yeah, no, I just made fun of you.
Well, yeah, Gina made fun of me because I said, you're not another one of those.
I wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, and I could tell you carried yourself that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know what I meant because it sounded like black language and shit. Is that what it's saying? Hey, fellas know what I'm talking about. So does the sisters that listen to our podcast. They know when a fella says, hey, man, you just ain't another one.
No.
I meant that.
That's good.
Well, it's 11 years later and counting. I meant that.
Good deal. I'm glad.
But one thing that I want to bring up, too, since we're on the subject of this, and it kind of ties into correlation to why I decided it was time to start this podcast last year.
Restarted.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I wanted to restart the podcast. Now, in the beginning, I was just figuring shit out and all this other bullshit when it came to the podcasting game and stuff like that. Just seeing the landscape and figuring stuff out. And I've had you on like early on a couple of episodes, and this was way back 2012. We're in 2020 now.
Yep.
2011. You know what I mean? The reason why I started this podcast is it gave us an opportunity to not only talk our shit, but also let it be therapeutic. Because our lives have always been so busy up until 2020. Our lives have always been so busy and taking care of other situations and responsibilities. Everybody knows what time it is. Full-time jobs, overtime, taking care of family, taking care of the kids, life is always just blitzing by. And last year was a super, super busy year for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
It was a busy year last year. And a lot of couples won't bring this aspect of it up that have podcasts or have their own, social media platforms and stuff. Sometimes sitting down and recording once, twice a week is a good thing because remembering certain shit ain't always the easiest thing to do. It's true. It's true, but people won't be real about their relationships. Yo, listen, don't be fooled by a lot of these couples on social media. They always hee-hee and smiling and ha-haing. If you listen to our podcast, you know shit ain't always sweet. No relationship is always sweet. And if you see a lot of those couples, and I shouldn't say a lot, but when you see certain couples on any social media platform, you know the stress level that they're going through, especially during 2020 where they can't do nothing. Mm-hmm. To generate that money, to generate them ad dollars, to tour around, take all these pictures and all these extravagant places, and oh, look at what my man's doing for me. Look at what my woman's doing for me. Yeah, shit's looking a little funky right now, don't it? You can't fake the funk in a relationship. That's why I love our podcast, and that's another reason why I started our podcast, because yes, we do enjoy things, and we take the time out to appreciate certain things, and we share some of those things with you guys, but we also share some of the shit that ain't so cute, shit that ain't so cool. Maybe we may feel a certain way each week. Maybe our voices may come across a certain way, because that's a real goddamn relationship. It's true.
It is.
And we have those uncomfortable conversations. We have way more uncomfortable conversations off the mic than we do on the mic. That's a fact.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
That is a fucking fact. But the reason why, too, I felt like it was time for us to be consistent about our podcast is because we have a unique perspective on life. And the reason why we do is because we were both raised completely different, not just because we black and white. We were both raised in some pretty unique situations. Mm-hmm. And we still have to deal with and suffer through some of those particular aspects of situations that we were raised in. And those were things that are still beyond our control. So, of course, things that are beyond your control, they still kind of touch you a certain way. They still may scar you a certain way. But the fact that we can sit back and communicate about it and be, you know, feel comfortable enough to do it on our podcast, I feel like a lot of people gravitate towards it because it's that real shit. And I know I hate saying that too, that real shit or keeping it 100 and all this. No, man, just be you. Be yourself. And you could be yourself with your spouse too.
Yeah.
I get on her nerves every fucking day.
Oh, yes.
Really?
No.
Oh, now you want to change your tune? Now you want to change your tune?
Yeah.
This woman drives me nuts every day, y'all. Mm-hmm. Every day.
I do.
But you're allowed to.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Uh-huh. So what is your take on our podcast so far? You don't listen. Gina doesn't listen back to any of the episodes ever.
Nope.
Ever. She hasn't listened to a single one.
I don't even know what we're on. I just show up.
And the only reason why I listen is because I have to edit the shit. It's a lot that gets cut out that y'all don't know. We go off on some deep shit. Now, if you guys, if somebody wants to provide some money and you want some exclusive content, then we could talk then. But until then, this is what you got. Which should be good enough for y'all asses. How about that? So what's your take from our podcast and how you felt like it's been important in our lives to do this consistently once a week?
I think it is. It keeps us, you know, motivated, talking.
Yeah.
You know.
That communication, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, same with the garden. I mean, that keeps us, you know, motivated.
Keeps together, us connected. That's exactly the S. See, man, see, sometimes we be on the same page. We do.
I know.
I'm just kidding, babe.
Some days.
Yeah, some days. That's true. Some days. No, but that's the aspect I was thinking of, too. Of the reason why I started this podcast is, you know, to keep that open line of connection with each other, too. And as well as express ourselves to other people that may feel similar or may be challenging, you know, certain aspects of the way of their thinking in their relationships or individually or together, whatever it could be. And I feel like the garden is the same way.
Yeah.
It was another way to open up something new, something fresh, and keep ourselves, you know, interested and connected. And that's important. You got to have that.
It is. I mean, you don't have to do everything together. I mean,
which we don't.
No.
And we're already, I mean, it kind of goes back to the hustle and bustle in life. of like last year, how busy things were and how much stuff was going on in your life and how much stuff was going on in my life and our lives together. And you got to have something to come together with and do that you actually spend time with doing.
If you guys do separate things, maybe see, you know, maybe you might like something that your partner's doing. Mm-hmm. So you guys can do something together that you both enjoy.
Well, yeah.
Because I've been gardening.
And I've been a veggie freak my whole life.
And he's been eating. So, you know, this is the first.
This year, 2020. Yeah, that 2020 vision. It's all about your perspective on how you look at 2020. This 2020 vision of you starting, getting into your gardening like you normally do.
And here he comes.
Yeah.
And wanting to learn and.
Yeah, because I had the time to really devote to learning it.
Yeah, so he actually got to, get involved, and he liked it.
Yeah, and I've been on it for a minute though, but just kind of trickle effect though.
Right.
I've been just kind of trickling into it over the last five. No, because I've been out there. Especially the last three years.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, especially last year, I was getting clowned even on my other, just Instagram page, my personal Instagram page. Oh man, we seen you out there watering the garden this morning, man. Where the beets at? It's stuff like. I'm like, man, that's another part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of why I feel like, you got to come together as a couple to find something that you guys can not only just have simple interests and share interests in together. Of course, music is the same, or watching certain shows and stuff like that. But when you have something that you're both interested in that takes time and sweat and dedication and frustrations and cutting worms in half and uppercutting uppercutting bugs and rotens and all this other stuff. We got sunflowers out there growing right now that I know squirrels is getting ready to tear that shit up, but it's going to look terrible. And we both go out ready with that Red Ryder BB gun you clown me about. I got other bullets, but I got to save those for people. I can't just blow a squirrel completely across the damn backyard, But you got to have those interests that you could devote time into, whether it's painting, whether it's cooking, whether it's gardening.
Love cooking. We don't spend, time together. I mean,
being busy and working. Yeah.
He'll go do his own thing, and I'll spend the entire day in the kitchen.
And some days that has to happen, though.
I won't go anywhere but the kitchen.
If it's not responsibility, sometimes you have to decompress apart from each other, too, even if you live under the same roof. That's okay. Mm-hmm. There's some days me and Gina don't really speak at all.
Sunday, we
didn't really speak. Well, because Sunday, I was busy putting our garden update video together. If you guys want to check that out, it's on our Instagram page. Check it out in our description.
Mowed?
Man, that mowing took me 2.5 hours. It was hot.
All day,
and you was all day in the kitchen.
I made a peach pie. Oh, that
look, here she go with that country twang. I made a peach pie.
I did. It was so great.
Yep, you sure did. It was good, too.
It was. It was fucking fantastic.
Yeah. But you got to have separate interests, but you also at least have to have one together. Mm-hmm. There's got to be at least one that you share together.
Yeah.
And it may not happen every day.
Mm-mm.
But as long as that interest that you both have are there, that's going to help you a long way. A lot more than you think it does, especially if you're out here, if you're an essential worker. God bless your souls. We appreciate you guys that's out there on the front lines of this pandemic right now. If you're in a, you're stressed beyond belief. Your mentality is all over the place. And sometimes the last thing you want to come home and do is talk about the day sometimes, because it might have been an emotional freaking day. Might have been a long day. Might have been a tough day. But you got to share that one interest.
Go start a garden.
I don't care if it's hunting, because eventually we're going to get into doing that too.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
I do have a good shot.
Yeah, you do. Your country ass know how to shoot.
I do.
But one thing is, that's for certain, though. is I feel like our unity needed a rejuvenated process or a rejuvenizing process. And the furlough that I was on definitely aided in that. It definitely aided in that. And we weren't in a bad way before that. It just made it even better.
Yeah.
It strengthened us even more.
Amplified our relationship. It did.
Yeah, it did. And that's what I mean by 2020. 2020 vision. It's all about your perspective. If you're laid off right now, if you're unemployed right now, this is still an opportunity. It's still an opportunity. Use it to your advantage. Yeah, times are tight. You may have to cut certain shit out of your life. But shit, me being a brother and growing up the way I did, I know how to survive through not having much of nothing. And even losing stuff just on my own accord. And having to fucking suffer through that. I didn't feel sorry for myself. I didn't ask for no pity. I wasn't even out there reaching for fucking help. And even if I did, I knew it wasn't coming. So I had to do what the fuck I had to do. Whether it was my own bonehead decisions or it was just unfortunate circumstances. Or both. A combination of both. So it's not the end of the world, everybody. It may feel tough right now. It's tough on all of us. But if you're with a partner right now, if that partner is down for you, 100%, got your back, man, count that as a blessing in itself. Through your highs, lows, ups, and downs. And not that bullshit, we ride together, we die together, bad marriage for life. I wasn't feeling that.
Yeah,
I wasn't, sad. Me personally, I wasn't feeling that.
That's very sad.
I mean, at least it's being real. They being real about their relationship just like we be real about ours. But God dang it, man, don't make it a slogan. It just looked crazy. That part of it looked crazy. Yeah. But count it as a blessing. If you have people in your life, it may not even be a significant other right now. A lot of single people don't have somebody that's a partner next to them that they can rely on and, you know, struggle with. That's depressing in itself. I understand that. Live that myself. So do the best you can, man. Just ride this out. A lot of us have. We're all forced to have to ride this out one way or another, no matter what station of life we're in. We all have to. And use it as an opportunity, man. Use it as an opportunity. Anything you want to say, baby, before we get up out of here? Do you have a quick Gina's family update?
Oh. Let's see. Oh, Poppy got a rash again. This time, welts went everywhere, all over his arms.
And it wasn't from a day off? I need you to have another day off so I can fake impregnate you some more.
I know, right? I need that, too.
Oh, yeah?
No. So I show up yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he's all wrapped up.
Like a mummy?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Who wrapped him up?
Debbie did.
Your aunt?
So...
The same one who put two diapers on him.
Oh, Jesus.
If you guys go back to episode 23, you can hear that funny exchange.
So he's all wrapped up. And then he's ready for bed and everything. So I go to go put him to bed and everything. And Nano says, take off his shirt. Go ahead and put his t-shirt on.
Why am I hearing Marvin Gaye, let's get it on when you say that? Nano was like, trying to okay. get it in.
No, I'm like, okay. Well, because I've been putting him in long sleeve shirts because he keeps itching. So I'm like.
So he don't scratch himself and open up wounds and stuff, yeah.
So I did that. And as I'm doing that, he starts doing it, fucking doing his stupid yell. Mom! Mom! Why won't she hear me?
Mom is Nano for people that are new listeners.
Mom!
Gina's grandmother, his wife, that he's wanted to divorce after being married for 700 years.
She's ignoring me. I'm like, yeah, she is. He He's like, go get her. I'm like, all right. I go in there and I'm like, Poppy wants you. She's like, I was watching my TV.
Damn.
Like, I figured.
What was she watching? Young and the Restless?
No, it was the news.
Oh.
So
damn.
I get him in bed and he's all like, oh, you're going to put my stuff on. And
what stuff?
He went about 5 minutes later. I was like, oh.
After translating?
I'm like, Nano, he's totally talking about those ice packs.
Oh, it took 5 minutes?
He's like, yeah, I want those. And Nano's like, no.
Damn, after 5 minutes of you going through that agonizing translation? Now, he is a stroke victim, and his words come out jumbled. And that's why Gina took 5 minutes to figure that out, only for your grandma to say, no, I bet you was ready to smack her with an ice pack. Feel this cool,
like,
breeze.
I'm sitting there the whole time, and I'm like, but you have your wraps on you. I was like, they're on you. He's like, here, right here. And I'm
on,
like,
his forearm.
It is on your forearm. It's there, you know. And I'm like, Jesus, what is he talking about? And then I was like, oh, he's like, I had him earlier. And I'm like, oh.
That's when it clicked. Yeah. Like, hey, that takes a lot of hard work, man. Shout out to, like I said, essential workers, because that's essential work, too. In the healthcare community, in the healthcare field.
It's
man,
draining.
Especially when you're trying to translate what the hell he's trying to tell you. And he's getting frustrated, too. So bless his heart.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He'll go, roll his eyes. And then I'll throw a word out there that's totally unrelated. And he'll just, like, giggle.
Look at you.
And look at me like, no. I'm like, well, okay. And then what?
Just to fuck with you a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, Nana didn't want him to have it on. She's like, you can't have them on longer than 20 minutes. And you're going to have them on all night long. And that's not going to happen. I like, Jesus. Okay. Not happening,
what
dude.
What the fuck?
So I'm like, okay.
If you turn into your grandmother, I swear it ain't going to go the way it's going over there.
Oh, no. She's not very kind.
Hey, you ain't either. Off the mic.
I am too.
Oh, please.
You just don't like how I say things.
Ladies and gentlemen, I get picked on quite a bit. Don't let Gina fool you. Just because, yeah, that's why I said this podcast is therapeutic.
So
you be talking shit
first,
to me
okay?
All the time.
Because you started. I gotta give it back. I can't dish it. I won't give it back.
See,
though.
This is a real relationship. See what I'm saying?
Yes,
you be full of shit, man.
Whatever.
It's whatever.
Yeah. So, well, her point being was she wasn't going to put him on and then come back in 20 minutes because she was like, I'm going to bed. So that was her lingo.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay.
Her subliminal message, but it was direct. That's where you get it from. Damn it.
Right. So she finally leaves and he's like, oh, just put me to bed. I'm like, you are in bed. God damn, what is wrong with you people?
Tuck me in. Tuck me in, granddaughter. And go back to your man in his big black arms.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he said.
He always likes talking about Joe Louis. Joe Louis, the boxer. Joe Louis. Yep.
Yep.
That was his new.
So excited when he met him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's funny.
So we've been battling this rash.
That started since you took a day off.
Yeah. That supposedly started 3 days before that.
Yeah,
but,
whatever.
I'm like,
shut
no.
the fuck up.
I'm like, no.
Quit playing.
I said he was perfectly fine before I left.
Mm-hmm.
I come back with a huge bruise and a skin tear.
Like I said last week, like he got attacked by coyotes or some shit.
And he's like, Paul did it. Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh, now he want to tell you who did it, huh? Because he didn't want to talk about it last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Now Paul did it.
Damn it, man. This holiday season is going to be very interesting from my motherfucking mouth.
I know. Jesus, I know.
It's going to happen.
And I'm going to be like,
oh. Oh, so you guys stay tuned for the months of November, December. And yeah. I feel like we're going to take a little time off coming up, too. We didn't even take our midsummer break this year. We took one last year.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
But we
need to go ahead and we're going to have to take a break soon. We'll probably record another one or two episodes and take our midsummer break and get our garden ready for the fall.
Yeah, we do need to do that.
And that's a big thing that we got to get prepared for.
Yeah.
Other transitions of how the rest of this year is going to go. There's other personal things going on right now that we want to make sure everything is going to be all right and make sure all our shit is tight. Our ducks is in a row just in case shit gets a little more rocky than it's already been.
I don't know if it can get much funkier.
Well, yeah, it can. Just wait. It's election year.
I know.
In the United States.
Well, some people say after November it'll all be done.
Yeah, okay. That's the dumb people.
We're all cured.
I'm sorry, but you are dumb as fuck if you feel like, oh, it's all going to be over and it's all going to be okay after November 5th. Shut up, dummy. That's just when shit's probably getting ready to get started all over again.
I don't know. You better be worried about September when the kids go back to school.
You better be. Now, if they are, because there's a lot of kids that aren't. And I feel sorry for the parents that don't know what the hell they're going to do. Think about this. What parents are going to do that have to work still. Of course, we all have to work. And they don't know what the hell they're going to do with their kids if they have to be at home and homeschool.
Not that. It's just like, I think it was Missouri. They're going to make the parents sign a sick or death disclaimer that if they catch it from the school and they die or something, they can't be sued.
That's bullshit.
I'm like, wow.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, I'm worried about the teachers because the teachers are coming into contact with, 15 to 20 students.
Thousands every of students hour. Every day.
So that's at least, 75 to 100 students.
Come on, man. You expect a kindergartner, first grader, second grader to keep a mask on their face all day?
Right. I seen one lady do
and, they don't wash their hands and they be digging in their nose and their butt and eating graham crackers and taking naps.
They're probably swapping their masks.
Cool. It's like Pokemon cards and shit. Like, gotta catch them all.
I don't know, man.
It's getting ready to be, numbers is getting ready to go fucking stupid. Best maybe, believe
maybe
it by September, October. Maybe
you can team up with another mom and you can homeschool back and forth or something.
Man, if you out there and you're in an unfortunate situation right now and you have, relatively pretty good intelligence, you have a pretty good head on your shoulders and you're pretty good with education, this is an opportunity. Yeah, you're going to have to take certain precautions and measures, and I'm sure it's going to be a pain in the ass, but that is an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That's also an opportunity. I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
I ain't smart enough.
Nope.
I don't have the patience. I don't have any of that.
I mean, I can teach anything else besides what's in those books at school.
It's the curriculum, dear. You have to.
Well, then we'd
You have to teach the curriculum.
I can teach a life.
But I already see some
and
weirdos.
You will live.
I already see some weirdos. Look, the way my fucked up brain works is like, oh man, I'm going to start a cult from ground floor up. Don't do that. That's not funny.
Okay.
Don't think too deep into that.
Oh, yeah.
You stupid and weird bastards. Stay away from the children.
God damn it. Oh, my God.
Ah, shit. All right, baby. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. We got to bust some moves.
Yep.
Busy lives. Anything you want to tell everybody before we get out of here? Thank you for listening to us, first and foremost.
Thank you.
You can find us on our social medias and our descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
We have some things coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably do, like I said, another one or two episodes and take our midsummer break so we can get some other things in order before we continue on through the rest of the year.
Yep. That sounds great. I guess we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, because I didn't hear you.
Imagine that. That's what the podcast is for. Run it back.
No, it's okay. I'm sure you'll tell me again later. Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening. What you want to tell people before we roll, babe?
Just try not to judge.
Where's that come from?
I don't know. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge others. Everybody's going through shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some people refuse to wear the mask. Some people refuse not to wear the mask. So, you know, don't judge somebody that doesn't want to. That's on them.
I'm judging you if you're not wearing a mask. Sorry. That's where I'm at with it.
Well, see, we're different.
I know. That's what's great about it. I'm judging you.
But that's why people are fucking fighting.
I'm judging you if you're not wearing a mask. Because obviously, I mean, I know it's stupid. I agree that it's stupid. It's just like I said, even on Facebook, I said, if you ever hit a golf ball into the drink, which means the lake or wherever you're playing, a golf ball into a body of water, yeah, that's what masks do when it blocks out certain stuff. But it's about preventing your germs from getting on other people and stuff like mm-hmm. that. That's what it's
about. I agree.
But I still think, yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
But there's some people that can wear the masks.
Yeah.
And you're going to judge them anyways. That's sad. See?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a violent situation.
You don't know that person.
Yeah. And you don't know their health condition and stuff like that. I get it.
So stop judging.
I am.
You go for it. I won't judge you for it.
I'm just talking shit.
Yeah.
I'm just talking shit. So don't judge people, huh?
Yeah. That's my last words of wisdom. Fuck, I don't know.
I gotta baby go. Gotta go. I gotta go. Yeah, thank you guys, everybody. We appreciate it. Hopefully, you do the best you can. Hopefully, you reach out to your family, friends, mm-hmm. loved ones, whoever you can to get through these tough times. The rest of this year is going to be even more difficult. Be prepared for it. Mark our words. It is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely going to be. Thank you for listening to us, and we will definitely talk to you next week.
Bye. I'm thirsty.
Deuces.